Hey, this is part one of seven of our seven habits of highly happy people. Okay, so part one, and we've got seven of these habits, and I want to go over one that I think is really important, and it's going to set you up for a fantastic day, week, month, year ahead. Like, this is so important, and it's going to keep you out of the hospital too, which for me is the most important thing. I don't like hospitals, so anything that I can do to avoid them or any medications, then I will be all over this. And here we go. It's exercise. In one word, exercise. You need to form a habit of daily exercise to really make yourself feel great for the day. And actually, over the last couple of weeks, I've built out this incredible yoga routine where every morning I get up, I'm excited for the day because of this routine that I get to do right off the get-go. And it's only a 15-minute yoga workout. And I just grab the video from YouTube and I'm just, yeah, it's like a beginner yoga routine. It's absolutely fantastic. And it makes me feel good. I'm all stretched out for the day. And it's very easy to do. It doesn't matter what your fitness level, it's a beginner yoga routine. And like I've done like half marathons and whatnot, but this is a fantastic little thing for my exercise regimen. So I highly recommend it. You can just go on YouTube and type in beginner yoga and you'll find some quick routines there. So I don't care if you're a busy professional or if you're somebody that has a lot of time in their hands, regardless, this is a good way to start, and it's a good way to start small. Now, maybe 15 minutes is a lot of time. There are 5-minute yoga routines, 7-minute yoga routines, there's quite a few. But it gets you going. It's a fantastic habit-building exercise. So start with the yoga, and you can't help but feel great afterwards. I'm telling you, it is amazing how good you feel. And the benefits of yoga is that you have better flexibility, you have better digestion. There are some little exercises that I'm doing that really help, loosen up the digestive system, and that's really important. So that when you're eating food, it doesn't bottle up anywhere. I don't want to get into anything too disgusting, but I'm telling you, exercise at the beginning is a good way to go. Now, maybe you're not a yoga fanatic, then a nice 5-minute run would work well. I find that running is a tough habit to start with if you're not doing any exercise right now. Getting outside and running might be a bit of a challenge. That's why I'm saying yoga is great because you can do it anywhere in your house. You can do it on the floor. It doesn't take much. I have a yoga mat. I encourage you to get a mat, but even if you don't have a mat, you can use a rug, anything that has some cushioning on the floor, and that's going to work great. And, if you do like running and that's your thing, then definitely, if you can start with like a 5-minute run, maybe you're not quite there yet and you want to do some walking, awesome. Do a 5-minute walk outside and you're going to feel way better if you just get going right away. So if you build this habit, you're going to be happier, guaranteed. So that is the main habit, and you want to start small. So it might be encouraging to say, "Oh, wow, I want to do that 1-hour yoga routine." And I find that a lot of people get discouraged because they start off with this 1-hour routine and it's so extreme that they're exhausted by the end of the week. Unfortunately, they didn't build up the habit and they went too hard, too soon, too fast. And it wasn't something they can build into their daily habits. You want to look at it like flossing your teeth, You don't want to start by trying to floss the entire mouth. Maybe you just want to start by flossing the molars, just so you can get into that habit of doing it every day. And it's the same with like yoga or anything else, like walking. Maybe just walking to the fridge, do that every day. Whatever it takes, start small. Maybe it's just a downward dog for the yoga. You really want to start super small and build it up day by day. And don't go too extreme. And then after a month, you'll be like, wow, this is incredible. I don't see myself ever stopping this. I feel great. And you'll never look back. You'll be like, oh yeah, I'm totally going to keep exercising. And so that's the first habit of many more to come. Well, we've got six more to come, but there's habit number one.